Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Stephen Medon.
And this is Jeff Ellison. It's Monday, February 4th, 2013, also known as The Day After.
Episode 8.57, also 4-7. Known as
5-7. Also known
Why
as.
Why are you interrupting me, man?
Also known as.
Episode 501. And one.
Yes. That's right. Just like the, you know what? Those San Francisco 49ers. Just like the N1.
Is that why they had issues?
Is that why they had issues? I don't know if that's why they had issues.
And one
doesn't help when it's the same team that already beat you.
Here's the problem, because it looks like this. Oh, I can't even say it.
Wow, good for you. High five.
Let's start the show, shall we?
He didn't say chop it in.
But you said it.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Stephen Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
Okay, so I didn't say chomp it in, but then you say it.
Well, it's totally different when it comes from me. Totally different, because as you pointed out innumerable times, I have no cred.
I've got no power. I'm trying to get power to my laptop.
Well, make sure it's plugged in, for God's sakes.
Why do you unplug my stuff, man?
So we walked into Radio Row this morning to find really what looks like – we won't go the Katrina route here. We won't play the Katrina card. We'll say, though, it looks like that a natural disaster took place in here at the convention center, and we're the last man standing. Now, we're used to be the last man standing.
Well, are we the last man standing? Because I see one – it's Hawaii Wayne.
Hawaii Wayne. Does he know that we never got our chocolate-covered macadamia nuts?
It looks like the ticket guys just finished. They're just putting their stuff away.
But seriously, there's nobody here. Sadly, is that the Louisiana seafood people are gone.
But you know what, Jeff? This year, we outlived the banners. The banners are still here. For every
Super Bowl.
Which
means we can steal them.
Well, they stole stuff off our day, off
exactly.
our table.
Exactly. So. We had stuff stolen from
turnabout
us.
Turnabout is fair play.
Exactly.
No, I don't think two wrongs
the
makes
problem.
A right.
No, but a third right gets you back on the freeway.
Ba-dum-bum.
So if we don't have a scissor lift to get us up to the banners to be able to steal them.
Man, I don't need a scissor
lift.
I
just want the one. What, Super Bowl 16? Were they on drugs?
Well, I think if you look at these, some of these banners, I think that's why the NFL decided to standardize, especially most recently. You know, the logos had gone with the fluorescent colors.
Yeah.
And then, you know what? They said, you know what? Enough of this nonsense.
I just want the Rose Bowl, most recent Rose Bowl one. I love that one.
Really?
I want that hanging in my living room.
The one I want is Super Bowl one.
Super Bowl one from Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum, where tickets were $14.
It's just classic.
So, Stevie, did it cross your mind as the power went out last night just after the second half started?
Yeah.
How many people in this arena had spent thousands of dollars on tickets, and they're now sitting here in the middle of a power outage?
That never occurred to me, but I did for a brief second think Bane was going to walk out of the tunnel.
Yeah, I know you did, and I didn't.
Really?
But
so your mind never went to there's some shenanigans being played.
My mind could not get off of Monday Night Football, 49ers, Pittsburgh Steelers 2 years ago.
Why does it always happen to the 49ers?
Exactly.
That's what I want.
And why do I have to be there? I'd just be laughing at home.
Ed Franks did mention on our Facebook.
The only two.
Coincidence?
I think not.
We have been
33 or
blackouts.
34 minute power outage, depending on what report you look
at. Well, on NFL.com, they say is a 34 minute outage. So I'm going with them.
You always go with them because you're a homer to NFL.com. Admit it.
I'm not a homer to
anyone. Girl, so the boys here, Steven and I, we got home. We dragged our sorry tails home.
I'm not going to lie. We wound up not even dragging ourselves.
We got to the last lap of the marathon.
And we got in the back of a pedicab. We were done. We were like, I'm not walking no more.
Screw this crap. I know that it's an eighth of a mile to the hotel.
I'm like, dude, I know it is not even half a mile. But do you see that hotel? He's like, yeah. I need to get there, man. I can't walk. My feet, my ankles, really.
And then what did I say to him when we pulled up?
I don't know. What did you say?
Fourth floor.
Oh, you did say that.
Fourth floor.
Please take us up to the fourth
floor. I ain't getting out of the back until I'm at my room. Fourth floor.
It was pretty. It was.
What a day.
Quite a trek.
What a day. We started with Sky News
to the world, and
in the morning,
and then
bus ride.
You know, we posted episode 500, and the emails and the tweets and the Facebook posts started coming in, and I started getting all nostalgic, and tears started rolling. I rolled.
You went a little Ray Lewis.
I did get a little Ray Lewis.
And you know what? If you can't get nostalgic at that crap, I don't know what you can. And for the nice emails and Facebook posts, thank you, especially Chaz.
Thank
that was
you very
sweet.
Much. It was. Chaz really, you know, went to town, and I started, you know. I think Chaz needs a nomination to be
Listener of the Year.
Year this year.
Are we going to have a Listener of the Year? Are we going to have a rabies show?
Well, the only reason I'm let's just be honest. The only reason I am doing 501 is because you guilted me into.
I did.
We got to do a show after the Super Bowl to talk about the Super Bowl. So there's 501 because I thought how cool would it be 500 boom sexual chocolate
sexual chocolate microphone gone
and you're gone. But you said 50 has got to be 501 because we got.
Then we can tell people we did more than 500 episodes.
Yes, yes.
And that sounds way cooler than we did 500.
Yeah.
We did more than 500.
Yeah, we went over 500. We did over
how many?
500.
501.
But we went over 500, and
epic game.
First of all, is there any news, or are we just sticking straight? To Super Bowl
to the
47.
Game? I don't know. I mean, the news here is that the weather in New Orleans has turned back into being what it should be, which is lovely and not hot for winter time.
It was hot yesterday.
It was. Well, you're wearing a suit. That didn't help.
Well, no. But it was hot. How you doing? I just want to know where all our gumbo and jambalaya and
clams and crawfish.
You did, and
actually,
and
probably
like,
more.
We got one more show to do. We got one more hour. Afterwards, we're gonna need lunch.
We're the only ones. Thank you for noticing.
Thank you, because we work, baby. We don't play. We don't play.
When it's game time, it's pain time. Come on.
We are talking to who? Are we talking to? By the way,
I'm sorry.
What's your name again?
Stacy.
We're talking to Stacy.
Louisiana
Stacy,
Seafood.
Do you work for Louisiana Seafood?
Yes.
So
God bless you, Zatarans.
We just
we love
want
it.
To say
love all your
thank
shit.
You to
Jeff stuff.
All your what
stuff,
did you just say
stuff,
over here? He didn't
stuff.
Say it. All the stuff.
I said stuff.
But thank you very much. And when you see Kyle again, tell him thank you. All you.
Yeah,
that would be great if we see them.
Gotta
in
get
New
that
York,
deal done.
That would be awesome.
What are they gonna serve? Slice of pizza?
Can we make sure that we get our booth in front of them again?
We can, but what we probably should do more than anything is
yes.
give them a letter of recommendation.
Well, we did. We recorded.
We recorded, but we need to give them a letter of recommendation along with the
they
recording
need a letter.
That we did for them.
I see. Okay.
I think anything that would help their cause because it
well,
was a killer
Kyle,
idea.
Well, email Kyle. Tell him, do you want a letter of recommendation?
It was
he
a killer idea
yes.
for them to put food in the media center where people have no idea when their next meal is going to come. Not because they're poor, but because they're working.
Food, glorious food.
Meals, glorious meals.
That's all you could come up with.
I know
I kind of put you on the spot by
did.
Throwing it over to you, but that's all. I mean, I thought you were creative.
What's that from? What's that
I thought
from?
You were intelligent. I
What's
thought
it
you
from?
Were...
I assumed it was from a musical. Otherwise, I would have ad-libbed something better.
The tune is from a musical, but, you know, you just the word.
I usually ad-lib well if I...
If you know...
I was trying to actually possibly... I was like playing guess the lyrics, not create
oh,
the lyrics.
Oh, I see. Guess the lyrics.
So we got
I don't play guess the lyrics. I just make up stuff.
Why?
Like, give,
really?
Give me a song. Give me a song. Just give me
there
right
There must be a morning after.
Give me a song that I know.
Because you're once, twice, three times a lady.
And I'll buy you lunch. That's not what he says.
No, not
okay.
nearly.
Let's never do that again. because I don't. I only know the buckwheat. Buckwheat sings the blues.
Two, three times a mayday.
And I'm of you. Oh, buckwheat, man. It's buckwheat time. All right, but we have got this week has been pretty outrageous. Can I use the word outrageous for a Super Bowl week?
If you don't, you are not speaking properly,
all
and
right.
you are not representing fairly.
We had an outrageous week, people. And I know that you all have been following us and Facebook and seeing the tweets and the pictures and stuff, but that's just what was fit to print.
There you go.
If you know what I mean. That's what was fit to print, okay? There was a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that happened. And the Super Bowl, which we'll get to in a minute, the Ravens pulling off a three-point victory.
Wow. 3 points.
Yeah, 34-31.
That safety. Did you see the safety coming?
I did see a safety
coming. I assumed you did.
I didn't think it was going to take that long for them to get to the punter,
well,
but I saw the safety coming.
Jim Harbaugh wanted to know, I don't know, why there was not one holding call.
And there, and I, and looking at that replay, there were at least three or four that I could see with my naked eye.
Jim, you know, was really interesting, and I do think that the brother thing played into his post-game press conference where he didn't want to seem ingracious in defeat. He didn't want to seem like a poor loser. However, the fact was he was pretty ticked off about a lot of the non-calls that came at the very end of that game.
Yeah. And Jeff and I, we've had this conversation, and we're gonna get to the
game. We should put a Facebook post up question in Twitter and have people chime in on it.
Yeah.
And it is simply this, is should the officiating basically loosen up the deeper you get into the playoffs? Because everyone who knows that that's generally what happens.
That is
the pass
happens.
Interference but at week six is very different than pass interference at the beginning of the playoffs, and it's certainly different at the end of the Super Bowl.
And this is where I'd go, and this is what I would like to tell the NFL. If it is a penalty, the first quarter of a preseason game, then it is a penalty in the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
That is how the rules should be.
Mm-hmm.
If I do something in the first quarter of a preseason game and it draws a flag, then if I do the exact same thing in the fourth quarter of the biggest game of the year in the Super Bowl, it should, too, draw a flag. That's all I want. I don't care if you think it is or it isn't. If you throw it in the first quarter of a preseason game, you got to throw it in the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl. And that is how the league should officiate. And when you start getting crews that they're a little lax, and now we just let them play, that's where there's problems. And that's where you start getting into the strike zones of MLB, which drive me freaking bananas.
Yeah.
That's what I don't want in the NFL. If it's a penalty once, it's a penalty twice.
You don't want subjectivity.
There you go.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah.
By the way, this memo is just coming in from NFL Communications. It's a statement from Eric Egan of the Superdome, and he says, power has been restored. We sincerely apologize for the incident. And then there's a statement from an NFL spokesman. Stadium authorities are investigating the cause of the power outage. We will have more information as it becomes available.
Now,
it didn't just come in. We got this last night. But basically, I posted this on Facebook, which was awesome.
That's funny because I took the picture of it as well.
On Twitter?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. So, but what I liked was Orman Alred said, basically, if you could read this, the power has been restored.
That's what it was like. We weren't getting any information, man.
I was on the phone with my wife in Los Angeles.
I was texting with my wife saying, what are they saying on CBS?
What is CBS? And CBS is showing a still shot of the roof of the Superdome. And they've got, Steve Tasker, wandering the sideline with a microphone talking.
And Mercedes-Benz is saying,
we didn't even pay for this.
We didn't pay for this, and there's a Mercedes-Benz Superdome. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. And good in the meantime, the NFL's crap in their pants. CBS is crap in their pants.
Not for a second. Bane's coming out of the tunnel. You didn't even think
that? No, I didn't.
Anything that there was something wrong, something.
No, but I did freak some people out. I said, you know, when we were in San Francisco, it was something like the 10-year anniversary of the 9/11 attacks.
Yeah.
I said, and so there were some people that were worried, and the woman I was talking to had this, I hadn't even thought about terrorism.
See, unfortunately, I don't know, I guess me and my paranoia, that's the first place my mind goes.
Yeah, mine
Somebody's
doesn't.
Doing something bad.
Mine doesn't. Mine's just people mess up.
No.
Machines mess up.
Oh, okay.
And people build machines. So.
Machines do mess up, but mine's like, all right, I gave it like a minute. Okay, obviously this isn't terror shenanigans or something worse would have happened already.
I gave it 5 minutes.
And now I'm like, 5 minutes, I'm like, yeah, this is annoying, man, because I
gave it 10 minutes. What's going through your mind at this point? I'm going to take you through
minutes?
It. Yeah.
Oh, at 10 minutes, my phone started blowing up. I had reporters from Denmark and Australia. Texas, you're there. Tell us what's going on. So I'm literally my phone immediately after that. Remember, I asked you for your
phone.
Yes,
I
because
need your charger.
I wasn't anticipating having that much phone
use. You know, we don't have power,
in
but
the
you
stadium.
Want a phone charger. Well, oh, you're going to suck off your laptop.
Yes, because it was going to be more important to have my phone charged
so
than my laptop.
Let it cost my laptop's battery to charge my phone.
And so I'm just finally. Fortunately, the dude next to me had an iPhone 5. I said, "Do you have your charger with you, my bar?" And he said, "Yes." And so I got up to 70% by the end.
And
of the
And at 20 minutes,
huh?
And at 20 minutes, what are you thinking?
At 20 minutes, now I'm just goofing with people.
Okay.
I think, and I started telling people.
A lot of people don't know this. The wave starts in the stadium.
I did say that.
And the wave's going around, and people are just getting mad as hell that basically once it left the press area, it kind of fizzled because the press isn't going to play. We're not going to play with the wave.
Right.
And so they were booing us, but the people after us didn't necessarily see that they were trying to do the wave because it wasn't really well lit.
Right, it wasn't.
And
it was a wave.
It was never total darkness.
Yes.
It was never
total
darkness.
It was like if you were drinking a sex on the beach.
Is it? Well, I thought you did drink.
I don't. But
so how do you know this like that?
Have you never had a sex on the beach?
Now, there's A, have I ever had sex on the beach? And B, have I ever had an alcoholic beverage called sex on the beach?
Well, if you phrase it that way, that's stupid. But okay. But
the answer to both questions is yes. But I don't know which one I'm
answering. I was just phrasing it so it could be either way.
I see.
That was my
phrasing.
Yes.
And no, it didn't look anything like what I saw last night, which was a bunch of gray.
If I were to answer that question, it would be yes and no. So there you go.
You can decide
which one is the yes and which one is no.
I mean, it was just dimly lit. And I've always complained for several years, since probably the 2009 season when I was trying to watch every single Saints game because I was a fan.
Every single one?
I mostly did, yeah.
Saints game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because
you always go back to the 1 year where your team did well.
Go to the 1 year. Why not? And I've always hated the lighting in the Superdome because on TV, at least, it doesn't look well lit enough. And Sean Payton always looked like he was some Essex chick strutting around a bronze
there
face.
There you are. Always having to
hating
throw the
on
Essex
the Essex chick.
Just
yeah.
Leave them alone.
I don't
That's
like the bronze
thing.
Look.
They don't ask
they
you
look
to
like
them.
Robots. They look like
they
C-3PO.
Don't. Do they ever come to you and say, Jeff, please like me for my look?
No, they come up and they say, oh, dear, what have we done, R2?
Wow.
Master Luke needs us.
Okay, we just lost all the people in Essex.
That's okay. We don't need them. So anyways, when the power comes on, we get this memo from the NFL that tells us that the power's been restored. We're like, really? That was lost on me. That was completely lost on me.
Yeah.
And Ed, of course, says Powergate, look for the head of Louisiana Power Commission to receive season-long suspension.
Or something.
That was funny. A season-long suspension.
Yes.
That was funny.
I get it. We're in New Orleans.
All to let San Francisco win, I bet, someone said. Wondered.
Wow, someone was blaming the Niners for the outage. They did come back strong after the outage, I must admit.
And you know what? To a person, everybody denied that the power outage had anything to do with the swing of momentum.
Anything?
Every podium I was at, to a man, both sides of the fence, the power outage had nothing. I'm like, I'm sorry, you've got really old guys over there on defense with the Baltimore Ravens. And they have gotten it all together for the second half, what they have left in the tank, and you pull the ripcord and start them off, and then you say, oh, let's slow your roll. And you're going to tell me that some of that comeback wasn't accounted for by that older defense, possibly muscles tightening up a little bit?
Yeah, the defense wasn't responsible for Ray Rice fumbling the ball, and they weren't responsible for Flacco throwing a pass on third down that made it third and – that, you know, they went three and out. So,
and how about that hell of a challenge by Jim Harbaugh? Steven, I was watching that game. I was watching that play with the binoculars up.
Yeah.
And so the second his knee went down, I'm like, that is a horrible spot.
No, I didn't yell like that. I just said, that was rather generous. And the guy next to me started laughing. I'm like, isn't it a generous
That was
spot?
A horrible – it's not it's seldom – that I've got my binoculars focused on exactly the perfect spot to be at a big play moment. And then what comes on my earpiece but Jim Nance telling me that was a horrible decision to throw the challenge flag there. Like, this was third down.
Yeah,
it's going to make a third and one instead of third and six, but that was a very important third down.
Here's the thing, though.
Or instead of a first down.
Yeah, there's two timeouts left. And if you lose that,
I understand
you're
down to that. You are trying to win the game.
It took big monkey Harry Cojones.
And he had him, and he
Jim
did
it. For Jim to throw it. Now, Kevin Acey of San Diego.
San Diego Trib.
Reminded me. Wasn't it Jim
you're
Harbaugh?
You were sitting by
Acey? No, via Twitter.
Oh, I'm like, I never saw Acey.
Let me tell the story.
All right, sorry.
Reminded me that wasn't it Jim Harbaugh who in the final preseason game against the Chargers,
yes,
in a game that he's winning 35-3
yes,
in the fourth quarter, throw a challenge flag for a spot?
Yes, yes.
And I'm like, and that's what I'm talking about. If you're going to do something in the preseason, you're going to do it in the Super Bowl. And that's what I love about Jim
regardless.
Harbaugh. Absolutely. And he said that is wrong. That is not a first down. I'm going to challenge it. He won.
And it ended up being a big deal.
Because they stopped him on next down.
That was amazing.
Well, they actually didn't wind up stopping him. Flacco threw that perfect pass to Anquan Boldin.
Anquan Boldin could have been MVP. Should we have the MVP discussion? Hit us to the MVP.
Okay, MVP.
Super Bowl MVP Joe Flacco and a guy next to me from National Public Radio in Washington. I'm Carl Castle with the news. From National Public Radio, he pulled some data together, and he showed me that Joe Flacco, after the first half, had better numbers as MVP than seven or eight other quarterbacks who had won MVP in Super Bowls. I was like, wow, that's pretty impressive. He went through each one.
That's
pretty impressive.
First half, but he kind of disappeared in the second half.
Well, he kind of disappeared because he never had the ball in the third quarter.
Well,
let's be honest.
That's true.
He really never had the ball. That was amazing. The San Francisco went stormed
on
the comeback.
Jacoby Jones, who certainly would have voted, takes the opening kickoff. 108 yards.
108.
Untouched for a touchdown.
Up the middle.
Gives your
up
team
the middle.
A lead of now 28-6 as opposed to 21. Literally, I was like, wow, that was so now how San Francisco wanted this third quarter to start. Not how they wanted it to start at all.
So, Steven, do you or do you not approve of the MVP?
I do not.
Okay, that seems to be consensus.
I think when a dude has two touchdowns, and this is a record, by the way, for having two touchdowns in the Super Bowl of over 50 yards. He had a touchdown catch for, where did it go? Right before halftime, Jacoby Jones caught a touchdown pass from Flacco for 56 yards. And then he opens the third quarter with a 100-yard kickoff return. Those two plays, not to mention that he was critical in their offense. I just think that he might have had a case for being.
Oh, I don't disagree with you, Steven, that there weren't cases to be made for others.
Anquan Boldin, six catches, over 100 yards. He had that first touchdown, which was an amazing catch.
Anquan had an off-the-chain night, and that was one of the things I expected. The reason I picked the Ravens was I expected that connection. They've been working together for four seasons now, Steven.
Yes.
And their rhythm is finally, like Vernon Davis and Kaepernick, it's finally clicked.
I could not get myself to bring to Anquan's attention Free Larry because he was in the moment. He had a big smile.
Dude,
he just won the Super Bowl.
You're not going
Free
Larry.
So I wasn't going to go Free Larry.
I went Free
Larry.
But
I did ask
Media Day.
I did ask him. I said, Anquan, you've got 5 years removed from where you were on the losing end of this with the Arizona Cardinals. You were in the Super Bowl and you lost it.
Right.
Did that game help you in this one?
Absolutely.
And he's like, it didn't just help me in the game. It helped me all week.
Exactly. Knowing how to prepare for the biggest stage.
Knowing how the media was going to be. And he's like, had I not gone through this, maybe I'm not ready for this one.
Absolutely.
So I was like, well, thank you. And I was almost going to go with the Free Larry. Then I said, no, I can't do
that.
Yes,
thank you.
So I did. And he enjoyed it. He enjoyed one, the question that I did bring up Arizona, that I did bring up the fact that he was there. So he if I would have gone wide receiver, I would have gone Anquan Boldin, Jacoby Jones. If I had a vote, that's where my vote would have been. Flacco did great in the first half. He disappeared in the second. I don't know how that qualifies you for MVP.
Look, he had to score in the fourth quarter for them to be able to win this game.
Yeah.
They had to put points on the board, and he orchestrated that drive in the fourth quarter, Steven.
He did. He did. That was a drive that they had.
And that was essential because they don't win.
But once
again.
They
don't win.
But once again, it was just a field goal. He didn't punch it in the end zone. Had he punched it in the end zone,
they
now that's like hands down that is MVP.
Ideally, you get a touchdown and make this game out of reach.
Right.
However, you do what you can, and again, you're playing against the top defense in the National Football League.
Okay, you don't have to hit me.
I'm not going to hit you yet.
Wow.
Yet.
Anyways, Joe
I play
Flacco.
For the cameras, and Fox 11 is here, and so I play
know,
for the cameras.
I know. We were
I play
playing.
For the cameras.
We're playing. I saw them,
I'll take it all
I
back.
I got great peripheral vision.
It's peripheral vision, guy.
Peripheral vision.
It's peripheral vision, man.
But anyways, so we got the blackout. We've got MVP Joe Flacco. Let's just talk about this 34-31 victory because I will stand by my 31. I knew San Francisco was going to get 31 points.
You didn't
I
know.
Just didn't know that the Ravens could get 34.
They scored 7 more points than I thought they would.
Yeah.
But, again, that's all Jacoby Jones' kickoff return, is it
that
not?
Is.
I didn't foresee that.
Well, nobody does.
Nobody foresees
nobody
that.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
Dun, dun, dun. We need the sound effects to go with that.
We do, but I don't have none, man.
So, USA Today writes, Ravens repel rally.
Oh, I don't even know where
just
I was going
just too close
it.
To love yes. you. Ravens repel rally.
You know what that button says? Too close.
Too close.
Okay.
Let me finish. Ravens repel rally surge yes. to second title. USA Today headlines of their special sports section on the Super Bowl. And I must say, I was – Steven, do you – okay, next question. I've been saying all week that we would see the greatest Super Bowl game of all time.
Yes.
Did we see the greatest Super Bowl game of all time?
Yeah, I don't know. It was pretty good.
Yeah,
it
I know.
Was pretty good.
I know it's pretty good. I don't think this trumps the St. Louis Rams falling short against the Tennessee Titans.
Falling short.
I put Jeff Fisher's picture in there,
yeah.
and that got me over to the Rams accidentally because he's changed jobs. Jeff Fisher's Tennessee Titans losing
to the Rams.
And the Music City Miracle, you know.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
That was probably the greatest Super Bowl of all time because anytime you end the game with a guy lunging for the end zone with the ball, that and is the greatest Super Bowl.
That is great.
But this probably I think is second.
If you're a fan of a particular team that blows out another team,
well, sure.
That's a pretty great game. For anybody.
For example, if someone was just to come up with
one.
Randomly.
I was in the Rose Bowl to see the Cowboys destroy the Buffalo Bills.
Hypothetically. Just, I mean, that's just an example. There's been others.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I'm sure Washington Redskins fans love seeing the Doug Williams destroying the Denver Broncos.
Sure.
In that Super Bowl.
How many points did they muster? 6?
They scored 35 in the second quarter.
No, I mean the Broncos.
Oh, the Broncos, they scored 10.
The
Broncos were up 10-0.
And then never scored again. That's horrible.
Never
and that was, my friends, that was John Elway.
That was.
Memory's a funny thing. And John Elway, everyone wants.
Only anybody ever talks about is his 2 wins back.
Exactly.
And then he rode off into the sunset.
No, before those 2 wins, it was he can't win the big game. He's a chump.
Exactly.
Get him the hell out of Denver.
Hey.
And now he's a Hall of Famer and everybody bows down to him.
Yes.
You know, there's stories for everybody. And I felt really crummy.
Don't feel crummy.
Talking to many of the 49ers players.
Oh, afterwards.
Yeah.
You know what? I think I don't know how to. It's hard, man. I wanted to just hug them.
We know these guys. We know the beat writers. And, you know, I put a hand on Mayoko's shoulder, gave his shoulder a squeeze. I said, I'm sorry, bro. And I saw Mindy, and I took her hand, and I gave it a squeeze, and I said, I'm sorry. And then
I'm glad you didn't call her bro. That's good.
Mindy is so not a bro. And when I saw the other Matt, Barrows. When I saw Barrows, I actually put a half hug on Barrows. I said, I'm sorry, man. And then it was what's his name? The guy who looks really cool. He's got the slick back hair. His name starts with an L. It's not Larry, but it's something like that. And he was literally Tebowing near the end of the game. He didn't know he was.
Yeah.
But he wasn't even watching. He was a row behind you and a row ahead of me.
Okay.
And he had his head in his hand, and he was not looking up. So much so that I thought he might be hurt. But I knew who it was. I can't remember his name right now because there must be a morning after. And I put my hand on his shoulder. I said, "You okay?" He says, I can't watch.
Those final four plays for the San Francisco 49ers.
I really hated those play calls.
In the red zone.
Didn't like the play call there at the end at all.
Well, how could you?
I mean, really, when you do not give, your team is best at running this pistol offense that nobody can stop. And they did not stop the pistol.
Right.
They ran under center the last four plays, and that's not your bread and butter. Get beaten on your best play.
Bread and butter?
Yes, it's your bread and butter.
Okay, all right.
It's your sausage and biscuits. It's your biscuits and gravy. It's your pepperoni pizza, man. And you don't get beat unless you put your best stuff out there.
Well, here, let me tell you why I didn't like those play calls. Because, one, on first and goal from the 7-yard line, they handed the ball to LaMichael James. And I'm like, I'm sorry, coach. First of all, LaMichael James has already fumbled once in this football game.
Did he?
Yeah. Second of all.
And I'm sorry, is he your best back?
No.
Is he your second best back?
No.
Okay. I rest my case.
Now, you're not only do you hand it to him, you don't hand it to him on the edge because he is best in space. You have him running right up the middle.
He's a fast SOB, and he's really fast, so you have him get the corner. You don't have him take contact up the middle.
Well, he goes up the middle. He only gains 2 yards. So now they call a timeout. Second and eight. They don't call a timeout. It's the two-minute warning. Then on second down, third down, and fourth down, they throw the ball three consecutive times, Jeff. All three times, they went to Crabtree. All three times, Kaepernick didn't have the option to run. And, yeah, granted, Harbaugh said, and I got the quote, and I could actually play it if we had taken all our digital data quotes off. But
Harbaugh says,
Jeff, I honestly believe on second down, the defender played through Crabtree.
He did.
And if you look at the play,
he did.
Crabtree does move before the ball gets there. So, okay. But it wasn't called because, as we discussed earlier, they're letting him play ball. Then on third down, they kind of move out. He kind of throws a pass to Crabtree. It's not good. Then there was the fourth down play where it does look like the Ravens defender was humping Crabtree's leg. But that's it. You don't give Vernon Davis a shot. You don't give Cap a shot. Now, I know that
Vernon Davis
based
and Cap
on,
had a magical night.
Based on talking to the defensive coordinator for the Baltimore Ravens, I know he said, look, we decided as a team, Kaepernick is not going to run it in on us. He's like, I had Michael Vick run it in on us and we lost the game. I had RG3 run it in on us and we lost the game. It was not going to happen again.
I had Roethlisberger run it in on us and we lost the game.
Not going to happen again. And I was like, wow. And so basically they filled all the gaps. They said, Kaepernick, you will not run. You will throw it. And he couldn't get it done.
Oh.
And now I'm
– I really don't like the play calling.
Yeah,
Jim Harbaugh was a little sour grapes after the game in his presser because
he was –
Who wouldn't it be? Yeah. No,
especially losing to you. I hate losing to my big brothers, man.
Well, you know what? He had fond memories of them meeting at midfield.
Yes. Yes.
John did not have fond memories of them meeting at midfield.
John
Isn't
said
that interesting?
Was probably. Well, you're the winner.
Well, I put the picture up on Facebook. That's probably where he got the quote from.
Right.
Or were you there for that?
I was there for that.
There were so many millions
you
of people
even
in
saw
the press
me
room.
Because
I couldn't.
I was probably the smallest guy in the room.
I went to the other side to get the shot because I'm always sneaking behind curtains and coming out.
You're a curtain sneaker.
Because if you go where everybody else is, you won't get anything done.
Yes.
God dang, there were so
I
many
had,
people.
I fortunately had an employee from NFL Films who helped set up all the stages. So he knew where all the numbers were.
Yeah.
And I just kind of stood by him. And when they said,
Vernon Davis, platform 8.
He just right there.
Yeah.
And I literally was the first one, and I like most of the only one I did not get to in time was Ray Lewis, because by the time they announced
and
him.
And probably John Harbaugh.
There was already a throng. No, I got close to John and Jim.
I mean, Jim Harbaugh, I'm thinking of the winning
I was
coach,
right
I'm
next
sorry.
To him.
Wow, good for you. I didn't see you because I was in the back.
Yes.
I take great pictures because I knew, because of our budget, when I bought the camera that I used, not the ones that are up on Facebook generally, because those are with the phone so they can go up right away.
Right.
But when I got our nice camera, our Canon D60, and I got the lens, I specifically requested a distance. I got a fixed focal length lens so that it would be razor sharp.
So how did you get those pictures up pretty quick?
I was doing them in the event with my phone.
Oh, you were doing it with your phone. I thought you were
getting
them.
I would take the really nice ones when I got my shot with the nice camera. Then I pull out my phone, and I take a picture, and I put it up immediately with a quote.
Okay.
And that's a reason that I think people need to be following us on Facebook.
Right.
We do stuff like that.
Yes.
And we will give you real-time updates on stuff.
Yes.
That's pretty cool. But we'll also get the good picture, like the Beyonce picture. Hello. That was, you know, we'll get the nice one. When we get a moment, we'll go and process it and put it up.
I got to go get my Beyonce pictures now. I'm sorry.
So Jim Harbaugh.
Pull my card out right now.
John Harbaugh says this. John Harbaugh said that was the most difficult walk he's made in his life.
Yeah.
Well, going out there to midfield. Jim was so sweet. Jim said, you know, they're like, so what did you say to your brother when he met him at midfield? I told him congratulations. I told him he did a great job. I said the safety at the end, he played a perfect game.
Yeah.
And so then what did John say to you? And he didn't really remember, Stephen, right away. He had to think about it because he wasn't sure. That's so funny. He's like, what did you say to your brother? I think I said congratulations. No, what did he say to you? What did he say to you? I'm sorry. What did Joe? Oh, my. He's got Beyonce pictures up.
Don't. You just talk.
So, John says to Jim.
See, now just like he can, Beyonce?
I've closed my eyes, so I won't look at Beyonce. So, I'm talking with Jim Harbaugh, and he has been asked about, you know, he's very optimistic about the meeting in midfield.
Yeah.
And when he was asked what John said to him, he had to close his eyes and think about it because all he knew, I think, was what he had prepared to say to his brother. He really wasn't ready for the reciprocating part of that.
Yes.
And he said what John said to him was congratulations as well.
Right.
He said, you guys had a hell of a year. Congratulations. And he looked very touched. And to know that John was so miserable on that walk, and Jim wasn't because, like, look, we lost. I'm not having to go out and meet my brother whose butt I just kicked.
Yeah.
I just, you know, I
lost. And
that's
what John had to do.
And that's what John had to do. He had the most difficult. I got the killer picture of Jack Harbaugh. I got a great shot of Jack Harbaugh post-game.
Okay. I didn't see them.
And I got an amazing shot of Kaepernick leaving the press room. My flash misfired, and it ended up with this blurry thing where Kaepernick looks like he's swirling. It's really cool.
I wound up not asking Cap a question because
poor
I was
guy.
In the front and he got up there and he Ed Werder asked him the first question and the dude looked like he was ready to cry.
He did.
And I said, I don't want any part of this, and I left.
To a man, the 49ers post game, we fully expected to win this game.
Yeah.
We fully expected to win this game. We believed with every part of us that we were going to win this game. We knew we had dug
That's
ourselves
Destiny's
a
Child,
miserable.
Baby. That is far
hole.
Too many.
That shot, Stephen, is ridiculous.
And I'm all the way up in Boondog.
You are on the Boondog.
Yeah, that's a great little camera right
there. How?
Here.
How far is this thing zooming?
That's a $100 camera right there, dog.
It is zooming.
I got it on sale.
21x zoom. And if you don't know who it is you're looking at, you're dumb as a stump. Is it razor sharp going on the cover of some magazine? No.
No.
But it's crazy. It's totally, you know who it is.
Yeah. You can see her.
And
you can see them. You see the
I
detail
saw through
in
my binoculars.
Legs.
What I saw was she was wearing leggings.
Yes.
I could see out of my binoculars that she was wearing nude, not in a bad way, but nude leggings.
Nude leggings, yes.
Just to make her legs look a little sexier, and it worked.
But Michelle was not wearing nude leggings.
Miss Williams?
Yes. Miss Williams was... Enough of the girls. Halftime was great. Let's just put it that way. Did you do the lights? Because everybody got the finger lights. Were you prepared to do the lights?
I did. I had them on my fingers. I was irritated that they usually give us more instructions and better instructions
of when to start doing the lights.
They expect, and then everyone.
You gotta know, baby.
The second they put out, hey, at halftime we're gonna need you to do this. Everyone was doing them the rest of the game.
Right. Right. Yeah.
So I don't like when people don't cooperate with the instructions to make
a
very special night.
People.
I don't like that. I don't like the fact that people started. I disapprove of the in-stadium photography crew during the national anthem. They're showing players on the scoreboard.
Yeah, that was.
And that makes people break out into applause in the middle of the national anthem.
Yeah.
Have respect. Stay with the person performing.
Stay
with
the
flag.
Flag.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stay with some military. But even the military wasn't a safe bet because people made a clap for that.
Yes.
But where we've lost something in the United States of America, where the national anthem is, we're one of the only countries in the world that reveres the national anthem, where you stand, you place your hand over your heart, you remove your cap, and you're silent.
Yes.
Well, you know what? That's going the way of the dodo, and I'm a little disappointed about that.
Well, there you go. I better throw this up on Facebook.
Okay, hit bang me for this little ditty here.
Little ditty, hit bang.
Baltimore Ravens victory. This comes via the Associated Press. Baltimore Ravens victory over the San Francisco 49ers has set a record for highest overnight ratings in Super Bowl history.
Wow, so much for change the channel because there's a blackout.
The Nielsen Company reported the game scored a 48.1 rating, a 71 share.
Wow.
71 share.
A 71 share.
Do you know what a share is? Explain to the people what a share is.
A share is of how many people.
A share. What? No, a share is of all TVs on.
Right. How many people had theirs on to this game.
Exactly.
Yes.
Of all the televisions on in the United States of America,
yes.
71 out of 100 are watching the damn Super Bowl.
71 or 78?
71.
71 share. Okay, I thought you said 78.
That's a 1% over.
I thought you said 78 share.
I'm sorry.
Like, that's like almost all of them.
Yeah, that is virtually all of them. That's because there's grandma asleep in her chair with CNN or Fox News on.
Fox News
where she's yelling, no, that's right.
But even.
That's right. That's those Democrats are ruining my country.
71%. 71 out of 100.
I've got your immigration reform.
Every 100 TVs, 71. Had the Super Bowl.
For 3 years in a row, the Super Bowl has set a new record for most watched event in U.S. television history. Nielsen is expected to have an estimate of how many people watch the game later on Monday, but we're looking at 114.7 million homes with being a 1% bump.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Little nugget. Darren Rovell, I believe.
Darren Rovell.
Yes.
Darren
Rovell.
Who
used to be with CNBC, now is with ESPN.
He's their media analyst.
He's a business analyst.
I love Ravel.
There was a side prop bet that was supposed to be a joke in Las Vegas. Power outage, blackout in the stadium during the Super Bowl.
Uh-uh.
1 to 100,000. So if you bet a dollar, you'd win 100,000 bucks.
I would have bet a dollar.
They got reamed, Jeff. They got
a couple
reamed.
People took the bet.
Several people took the bet.
You know, if you're smart, you put a dollar on every prop wager, and you never know.
Yeah, you never know what happens. Well, especially when it's 100,000 to 1, 100,000 to 1 that there's going to be a blackout in the Super Bowl, because that never happens, Jeff.
Yeah, it did this week.
Isn't that crazy?
There's a picture of you talking to Coach.
Where am I talking to Coach?
Right there.
Oh yeah, there he is.
Okay, so here's my psycho picture of Kaepernick.
Let's see.
Which I'm
going to
import right now so I can actually blow it up nice and big. Boop, boop, last import. I want you to see this.
I am a little tired, though.
Lead photos,
I ain't gonna lie.
Last import. Check this out. This captures the moment, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Everything swirling around. I couldn't have done – this was accidental.
Yes.
And this could not have been
Just look
more
at
perfect.
His eyes. That's when I knew it was time for me to bail.
This is a young man who is experiencing the most significant defeat in the history of his life.
Yeah.
I remember listening. So I was listening to the Dial Global's coverage of the game in my earpiece.
So was I.
They had, really, that's good. I didn't know that. You know, because television is telling you what they're showing on replays and stuff.
Right.
And radio is telling you as if you couldn't see it.
Right.
And since I could see it, I wanted them to report on exactly what player it was and stuff. TV, they know you can see the back of the jersey, so they're not telling you anything. So Dial Global, they used a quote from, I guess, Boomer Esiason. And Boomer said, he was quoting someone else who said, "You cannot win a championship until you have suffered the deepest of losses." And at that point, I felt like, you know what? The Ravens, they have suffered. These guys are old. Cap, you know, yeah, he's had some dark days. He had to go to Nevada. He didn't get to go to an NCAA D1 school.
Big school.
Yeah. He didn't get to go to a big school. He got snubbed by Stanford, you know? He was a Bay Area kid, Central Valley, but close to the Bay Area kid. And he got snubbed by the big schools, and he ended up in Nevada. But suffering is – this is going to what – He said specifically, suffering can transport you to greatness.
I've suffered.
And for an Ed Reed, we both have, bro. We both have, which is why we're standing by to be transported to greatness.
Yes, standing by. Anyways.
I'm going to put this up on Facebook.
I'm going to just definitely hat tip the San Francisco 49ers. They played a heck of a game. You know, for them to go down as – big as they did, and to come back and make it a football game.
The biggest comeback in the history of Super Bowl was 10 points.
And they were 5 yards away.
They were 22 yards points down, yeah. And they were 5 yards away from pulling
taking
off the greatest upset in the history of the Super Bowl by more than double.
Yeah.
That would have made it the greatest game of all time.
That would have.
But
that
they came up short because of some really bad play calling, some really bad officiating.
They came back short by
what?
I'm trying to find out what it was. I don't want to blame it on officiating.
I don't either. They put themselves in that hole.
They did.
They put themselves in that hole.
And that's the thing, I think, is
Ravens defense
first half. What I learned
is,
because to me, Jeffrey, it seemed like they were dodging bullets. Green Bay, they fall down, throws a pick six, they're losing, and they have to come back and they win that game. Boom. Atlanta in the championship game, they're down 17-0. They come back. They work hard. They got to come back to win that game. Boom. And they dodged those two bullets. Now you're in the Super Bowl. You're playing against the Ravens. You go down by a lot. What did we say, 22 points?
They were down by 22, correct.
And unfortunately, this was the bullet they could not dodge. They had dodged so many bullets leading up to the Super Bowl that it finally caught them, man. You cannot dodge them all. Even Superman, I think, once got hit by a bullet. It didn't hurt him because he's Superman. But he got hit.
Point still valid. Point still valid.
Point still
doesn't
valid.
Make the point any less valid.
You can't dodge them all. And that's exactly what happened there to the San Francisco 49ers. They eventually caught them. But hat tip that they came back. Because at one point, everybody around me was like, oh, here comes the blowout. And I'm like, I'm not so sure yet.
I was feeling the blowout, and I was disappointed. And I'm like, you know what? I deserve it because I've been saying it's going to be the greatest Super Bowl of all time. So I deserve it because
I spoke
too soon.
You're a speaker sooner.
Thank you. That's what I mean. That's what I mean. And, Steven, the fact that our throats have held up through this 45, 46 minutes is truly a miracle.
Here's the play out now, baby. Here's the back end for the folks at home listening. We're going to finish this show probably like in the next 15, 20 minutes. Okay. We're going to wrap up.
Break all this crap down.
We got to put all the gear down. We got to pack it up.
Jeff is
going
to
Sherpa it to the hotel.
Good for me. Bully for me.
Well, I Sherpa'd it all here.
No, not all.
Jeffrey?
Not all.
Okay. What didn't I Sherpa here?
I went up to B and met you and dragged it the rest of the way.
Oh, from
B to H.
Was it B?
It was B.
All right, I will take it to B, and then you got to take it from B to the hotel.
Just know that that's halfway. The convention center is massive.
Yeah.
I'm telling the people.
Okay.
The convention center is massive.
It is massive.
Getting from letter A to B Is it about
I brought the
mile?
I brought the first big, huge, gigantic bag as well with all the stuff.
I'm posting right now that Kaepernick picture.
Go out to the website.
Talk about the halftime show. We got to hit bang the halftime show.
Well, halftime show, I already thought.
USA Today says it plays best on TV. Duh. That's the whole idea.
Yeah.
It's a made-for-TV event where they try and include the audience.
It played best on TV. That, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't look at these pictures anymore because I'm going to get in trouble. So, but no, I was a little disappointed, I'm not going to lie, that Beyonce comes on stage and Crazy in Love is the name of the song. And it's one of my favorite Beyonce songs. And she hardly sang that one.
Right.
She did. That was her dance routine.
She was dancing like a mad girl.
And, you know, she could dance. So I'm not going to.
She sure
I'm
can.
Not going to get upset that that's what she was doing. But that's one of my favorite Beyonce songs. And she didn't sing it. But then it was great when the girls from Destiny's Child popped up from underneath the stage. And it was like, wow, that's awesome. And then they sang their song. And they all looked good. And it's like, man, okay, I don't know. These girls from Destiny, they ain't been around. They haven't been doing everything that Beyonce's doing. But, man, they sure know how to keep their bodies looking fantastic. And then they did their show. And for all the people, Jeff, it wasn't really so much a Destiny's Child reunion as a Destiny's Child
hookup.
Hey, look what I met backstage.
Who I saw backstage. Hey.
And I said, you want to come out and sing a song with me?
Sure. Good thing we all match.
So,
quickly,
you know,
Sandy Hook Elementary Choir
yes.
opening was wonderful.
With Jennifer Hudson. The kids sounded great. Very fortunate.
Sang America the Beautiful.
Them.
That was very nice. Commissioner Goodell really was seen almost never this week. He was supposedly at the game, but they wouldn't show him because they didn't want to get absolutely crazy. Here's some concession prices, Steven. Nachos were $14. How many sets of nachos did you have for free? Back at the media center.
Two.
Yeah, that was $28.
Wow.
A hot dog. This was the smartest thing they did. They passed out food to the press.
Yes.
The second the power went out.
During the power outage,
because they're like, we don't want these people saying bad things about us.
They came by and
here's some chicken tenders and a hot dog. That hot dog, dude?
Yeah.
$9.
Wow, I got it for free.
Yeah.
What about the chicken tenders?
Peanuts?
Yes.
Got to get your peanuts. Nuts?
How much?
$6.
$6. I had a couple of M&Ms with peanuts in them.
Yeah, and those were free.
Yes, they were.
20-ounce draft beer, $12 in the stadium.
Wow.
16-ounce premium beer, $15.
I did pay $8 for a soda.
You just wanted the
because
cup,
I wanted the souvenir cup. Yes.
I knew it.
Yes.
I rode down the escalator with Pat Riley,
yes.
former of Lakers fame,
yes.
and Matthew Broderick.
Yes.
No, it wasn't Matthew Broderick. It was Doogie Howser.
Okay.
What's his name?
Doogie Howser.
Doogie Howser, the guy from How I Left Your Mother,
How I
Shot Your Mother, How I Met Your Mother. Yeah, but anyways, I rode down the escalator. I'm sure there was a lot more celebrities involved
Neil
than them.
Neil Patrick Harris,
yes. Thank you.
Yes.
That was very cool.
I just call him Doogie. If I ever were to meet him, I'd just call him Doogie.
He'd probably punch you.
I
he's
don't
not
care.
A very big guy.
Dude is Doogie.
And he knows he's going to get killed, but he's still
Doogie
punch
Howser.
You.
He's Doogie Howser. That's his name.
He's Neil Patrick
okay.
Harris.
Okay, no, you're not Neil Patrick Harris. You're Doogie Howser. And when you take a role like Doogie on, you better know that people are going to call you Doogie.
He was like 10 when he signed on to do that. It's not his
okay.
fault. His people should have warned him. You're going to get labeled with this crud for the rest of your
yes.
life.
Yes, yes. You don't think Gary Coleman, up until his dying day, you know, rest in peace, Gary Coleman, he didn't hear, what you talking about, Willis? Every time he turned around?
Yeah.
That's not me. The girl that plays Marsha, you don't think she's like, Marsha, Marsha, Marsha. Whenever she walks
Marie
into
McCormick
a room.
McCormick is hot.
Yeah, exactly. And she don't think she
so
gets
I told
that.
Kara that she looks like Marie McCormick.
Oh, don't do that.
And she's like, she was a little annoyed.
Yes.
And then she watched an episode of The Brady Bunch, and she looked at me with these little giggly eyes. Daddy, I really look like her? I'm like, yeah. She's
yeah.
like, wow. And she does.
Yeah.
Sad. So
you're in trouble. You better get a shotgun or something.
I have a shotgun.
Boys are going to be coming around. Oh, that's
I
Matt Tatea. What's he doing in the sports page? Did he find another imaginary girlfriend?
He helped lead Notre Dame to the national title game, and was runner-up in the Heisman Trophy voting. These are basically your mock draft.
Is that what that is?
And they got
I don't want to know anything about that right
We're
now.
We're not worried about the draft.
There's no yawning. There's no yawning, the young lady. She's walking out the door and she's yawning. Yes.
We all want to yawn.
That's quite all right. No, I know. It's been that kind of week. It has been that kind of week.
Okay, we want to congratulate the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Guys.
Yes.
We got to congratulate the Hall of Fame guys.
Chris Carter.
Bill Parcells.
Lauren Sapp.
I'm done.
Come on, that's all. You can't even help me any more than that.
I don't know, dude. I thought that we were interested.
I was actually interested
in the next story in USA Today special Super Bowl money section.
Yes,
which was next Super Bowl faces challenges, and they're showing people. At
Come on, let's finish up.
East
Jonathan
Rutherford.
Ogden, Larry Allen. You said Bill Parcells already.
Since you're reading the list, I think you'd be in better shape than me.
I'm not reading the list. I'm reading this article on Bill Parcells.
Ah, who also was nominated along with.
But, okay, Larry Allen, Jonathan Ogden, those are your offensive linemen. Chris Carter, Warren Sapp.
Larry Allen is a Cowboy. So
Bill Parcells. So there's five. There's two more. Who are we missing?
I don't know. So New York, New Jersey must cope with weather and transit issues next year.
Yeah.
With Super Bowl 30. We're getting to too many damn digits. It'll be Super Bowl XLVIII next year. One of the fun things, the voice of the Super Bowl, I mean, the voice of the NFL, what's his name?
The voice of the NFL.
The voice of the NFL. I can't mimic his voice because I don't have that tonal range right now. He did a thing, a man on the street piece, where he was asking people what the digits were, the Roman numerals for this year's Super Bowl. And hardly anybody had a clue. They couldn't even get started. One person finally got it. But my favorite was the guy who had it on his jersey.
Yes.
He could have looked down, and he was like, I don't know. It's like C-O-X, and it's like right there on his jersey, and they focused on that, and it was pretty funny. So next year's Super Bowl will be, of course, Super Bowl XLVIII. That's going to really long. Once we get to 49, that's going to be lame. Super Bowl XLVIII. That's getting cumbersome, Steven. You know, as Kostaki Economopoulos says, the Romans don't even use those numbers anymore. Why are we?
Curly Culp and Dave Robinson are the two other Hall of Famers. And the reason I couldn't pull them, Jeffrey, they were
the veterans.
Two senior selections.
Right, from the Veterans Committee.
So the senior selections, that's Curly Culp and Dave Robinson. Jonathan Ogden, Larry Allen, Chris Carter, Warren Sapp, and Bill Parcells. There you go. That's your list. Congratulations to all of them. Warren Sapp was ecstatic, man. He was, I'm QB Kidda. And it was like,
very emotional.
Okay, congrats, Warren. Congrats.
I was very happy for him.
Yes. Were you?
I was.
Happy.
I was
very happy,
happy
or
QB
just
Kidda.
Happy?
Dude, he's a Twitter follower
he
of ours.
He is. Hey, I'm not saying anything about it.
So, congratulations to both teams. And I said, yes. I don't think I finished this story. I was talking with, Vernon Davis. Mm-hmm. After the game, and I said to him, I said, Vernon, I said, I'm sorry about the loss. I'm sorry about the loss. He says, yeah, it's tough. I said, Vernon, there is no reason that I'm not watching you guys next year in New York. He said, that's right. And I said the same thing to Crab. I said, there's no reason you aren't in New York next year. And he said, I don't see why not.
Yeah, I've got 15 reasons. There's 15 other teams in the NFC that are all going to be trying to get to New York as well.
Yeah, but there's only two teams that have been back-to-back to the NFC title game, and one of those has moved on to the Super Bowl now.
Yes.
And San Francisco is a young team, and they are going to use this experience and this suffering to be better. And Colin Kaepernick.
There's this little thing where teams who lose the Super Bowl generally don't even make the playoffs.
And they've got the unfortunate of being in a tough conference of the NFC West. Yeah. Yes, friends, we said it. A tough conference of the
All
NFC
those teams
West.
Will be better. Seattle will be better. The Rams will be better. And, you know, there's going to be Packers and Giants and Cowboys and Bears and Vikings. And I think all these teams are going to have a little something to say about that as well. Okay.
Maybe.
And then whatever team you decide to pick.
Yeah, well, they're doomed. So, Steven,
yes.
It's been an amazing week here in New Orleans.
It has been.
an amazing week in New Orleans.
Yes.
I love this place. I feel like I could come back here anytime, and now that I know where the Warehouse District is, French Quarter, and most importantly, Harris, I know I could come back here and have a great time.
We're going to be done, and we wrap this up. You're going to go to Harris, aren't you?
No, because we have a heck of a lot of work to do in closing this thing down and putting all of our stuff away.
It took 15 minutes.
It takes hours to pack all this.
15 minutes.
That would make me extraordinarily happy. So from Super Bowl 47 in New Orleans, Louisiana.
What are you pointing
at? I'm Jeff Ellis.
I know you want it to be exact. It's not going to be exactly an hour because I still got
to
say my.
You just saw it. It would have been an hour. If I gave you time. I give you 10 seconds to say goodbye.
You get to say goodbye.
I gave 10 seconds to you, and now you blew it.
Wow.
Well played, Mr. Man. Well played. Now we got to go for 2 hours. Now we got another hour. I'm tired.
That's not going to happen. But I will say this. New Orleans has been great. I got to come back and visit with the family.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just some things that, you know, we need to see together. I know Trisha wants me to bring her back some beignets from Café Du Monde.
I don't think they're good when they're not fresh.
Really?
Well, you know,
get them tomorrow morning before we get on the plane?
Doesn't matter. When the ones that had been seated at our table for like a half an hour weren't nearly as yummy.
They weren't yummy. They got to be nice and hot.
Hot beignets.
They were good.
I didn't even know
what a beignet was.
So many of the things, I thought it was a bidet. And
Jeff
so I was
called it a bidet.
A bidet.
That's funny.
Yes, it is. There's been a lot of humor here this week, a lot of fun, a lot of neat people.
But we miss all the people. They're all gone, Jeff. We're never going to see the people again unless hopefully the Louisiana seafood people are able to come to New York next year because they're going to try and feed us again next year.
Because I'm in New York.
So what would you feed? New York?
Slices, dogs.
And dogs. What about kebabs?
And then the
kebabs.
From
the street kebabs.
Right. I want all the street vendor stuff.
Yes, kebab. I want a kebab.
And for God's sake, Steven, no sugary sodas over 16 ounces. Because it's the law.
Can you
it's
imagine?
It's the law.
I would get arrested because I won't be walking around New York with my Big Gulp, the Super Big Gulp, which is like
the 128.
128. The big monster cup is 128 and filled with Pepsi. I'm going to be like, come on, Mayor. What you going to do now?
I'm Mayor Bloomberg. I'm right here.
Do it. Kill me. All right, Jeff. All I wanted to say is thank you to all the lovely people of New Orleans. I want to thank once again all our guests from this past week, Miss America, Mackie Shillstone,
Sean Salisbury,
Rossi and Perlman from Sons of Anarchy.
I'm going to say Miss America twice now. Miss America and Miss America.
The Shrimp Boat Captains. They were fun to talk to in their own unique, special way.
And Miss America.
yes.
She's just remarkable.
And I am very glad that we got our sign where we got them to sign our sign. Signing our sign. That was really cool.
We just need a deaf person to show us signing our sign.
Yes, sign our sign. And so we got some pretty nice autographs on our Sky Sports signature. Does that go up in the Rave Cave? I think it's got to.
Okay.
It's just like, okay, that'll work. And to all the lovely people of New Orleans who have, you know, just showed us around, been friendly, hospitable, the folks over at Charlie's, which I may end dinner tonight at Charlie's, just so you know that. I think I got $70.
I just want more of the au gratin potatoes.
Oh, those were good.
I've never had au gratins like that.
So I might.
My mama made them out of a box.
I might finish that up, although I do got Las Vegas coming up in a couple weeks, so I may need to.
Trisha said to not get your gambling Jones out of your system. Trisha, one does not get a gambling Jones out of your system, okay?
Yeah.
It's either worse or not as worse, okay?
And it just so happens that it won't be as worse.
Exactly.
It won't be as worse.
That's
so maybe in Vegas, we just spend our 15-year anniversary doing
other things by the pool, you know, just hanging out by the pool.
Exactly. So,
seeing a show.
Going
to a steakhouse, you know?
Steakhouse. She already wants to go. She
go back to that place that we went?
Yes.
What was it?
Grill? No, not DC. Yeah, maybe DC Grill.
I think it was.
DC, I don't know. But anyways, thank you, everyone. Thank you, New Orleans. Seriously, people, I won't say that we're done, but Jeff
he's
and I
scared some people.
Jeff and I need to talk.
Yes, we do.
We need to talk off air, obviously, and work out some things. And there are some things that I'm trying to work on in my future. So thank you. Thank you for everything that you've posted and all the emails that I've received. I literally didn't think when I started I would be doing this long. That's for sure. But I also did not think that I would be doing all of the amazing, crazy things that we've been doing over the last 5 years. The London trips, the Super Bowls, and just everyone we met. It's been pretty outstanding, pretty amazing. So there, now you can close it out however you want. Go ahead.
Bye.
That's it? That's all you got to say to people?
I said it before.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm Stephen Miranda.
Jeff Ellis.
And this has been NFL Rants and Raves. We're out, people.